I'm Snakey, and welcome to Logical Lunatic. I'm here with Jenny, my co-host, co-owner, cooperative.
Koshifun.
Yes. And this is going, we're actually, we have a topic today, at least in the beginning. It'll unravel like it always does.
As everything always does.
It always does with us. We have great intentions going in, and then they blow up about 5 seconds later.
Co-sponsor, codependent, wow.
I'm definitely codependent. Once I attach myself, you can never leave.
It's my favorite type of leech. The forever leech. You'll never be alone again.
It's like a parasite.
Like that.
I like to picture myself as like an alien that's like living inside your body, slowly taking everything you love and hold dear and making it my own.
Are you trying to turn me on, or
It
can neither confirm nor deny?
working? You plead the fifth.
So, yes.
Or wait, do you guys have the same rules up in the mysterious land of Canada?
Wait, the same rules as what? The
Do you
fifth? I
guys
have
have
no
plead the fifth?
idea.
Oh,
I've
I
never
never
been
even
in
thought about
trouble.
that. Different rules, different countries.
Yeah, we're international.
IHOP, International House of Pancake.
International House of Chaos.
That sounds about right. Okay,
Right.
so dumb bitch juice. Sorry, I'm laughing at the messages that are rolling by from our producer. Quick,
Okay, so
appeal for a Canadian to get arrested and try pleading the fifth. Oh my God, let's not do that.
that's what I'm doing on my next day off. I'm gonna see if I can get arrested. I'll try pleading the fifth. I'll let you know how it goes.
God.
Hey,
That's
it's Jenny. I'm podcasting live from the prison bathroom. I smuggled a
Heaven.
microphone in my prison wallet.
Oh, and I didn't know what a prison wallet was until like a month ago. So thanks for introducing me to that lovely word.
You're welcome. You'll be prepared now.
Ah, but I don't want to go to jail.
No one wants to go to jail.
What do you think I would go to jail for?
I'm not saying you would. I'm just like, it's good to be prepared.
Look.
You never know what might happen.
My God. I mean, I guess there is something that I've been planning. I won't speak about it right now. This will come later in the podcast. There's something that I've been planning for a while that could possibly land me in prison. If
Oh my.
anybody finds out.
Lady Gaga did make it look cool.
I didn't even know Lady Gaga went to prison. Did she?
Not actually. Didn't she do
Oh.
like a music video or something?
For what song?
Ooh. That's an excellent question. I have no idea.
Well, I was just waiting for our producer to let us know.
Ask the
Oh,
audience.
ask the
Oh.
audience. Oh my God. Yeah, the people that are listening to this after we've recorded it, yeah. If you know what music video that is, you can tell us and you won't get anything except for me going, oh, right, that one. The
I'm
time
like,
has come
thank
and
you.
gone.
I have manners.
I have manners too when it, benefits me. Okay.
You get a personal thank you if you answer that question.
Well, there you go.
In which music video did Lady Gaga make prison look cool?
Yeah, can't wait to find out what that is. I'm
Know.
waiting with rapt attention. Oh, telephone. So never mind, you don't get to answer
We're not going to thank you. Thanks for nothing, audience.
that.
Thanks for doing jack shit.
I hate that song. Sue me.
Nah, I'm ambivalent.
She has other bangers, but that's not one of them.
Which ones do you like? Which are the bangers?
I like Judas. I like Bad Romance.
Oh, a
Poker
classic.
Face. I know. Poker Face. Disco Stick,
Yes.
which is another word for penis.
No. I had no idea.
What is that? Oh, Alejandro. I like that one.
Oh, that's a good one too.
That video is really cool. It has a real, like, culty vibe to it.
We like cults around here.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Join
we
us.
We live for the cults around these parts.
True.
So, dumb bitch juice. Because some people don't know what that means or what it entails. What does it mean to you, Jenny?
I mean, the actual juice part or what comes after you've guzzled the dumb bitch juice?
What is the juice for you?
It's like oxygen. It's just there every morning when I wake up. I take a big sip of it. I marinate in it a little. And then I go about my day like a complete fucking idiot. I fumble my way through everything.
We typo constantly.
Yes. Autocorrect is a thing.
And it's not always your friend. Although it does lend itself to being funny.
That's true.
At our expense.
Always at our expense.
And yep. We furiously try to correct it on Discord, and 9 times out of 10, we catch it before the other one has time to edit it.
It's true.
It is.
It's hard to define. How does one define dumb bitch juice?
Maybe it's just one of those mystical things that you don't really know about it until you've had a big sip of it.
It's clear, it's odorless, it's tasteless, you don't realize.
It's
essentially like a, you know, it makes you stupid.
Just kidding, don't do drugs.
Or do. Live your life. It's vodka. Vodka's not tasteless.
Or odorless. It smells like rubbing alcohol.
So it's like vodka.
Yes. But actually, sometimes I get smarter when I drink vodka. Hard to believe. I know.
Damn. I didn't even think that was possible for anyone.
Apparently it is, because then I can ramble for hours about serial killers, then, you know, enlighten me, oh wise one.
Oh, I love that.
But I have dumb bitch juice on the daily, sometimes more than others, but it's just when I can't word properly. They're in my head, I just can't get them out.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some people who just live on the stuff. But
oh God, yeah.
I can't relate to that. I don't know. I don't know about that struggle.
I don't know how they do that, but they do. It's, you know, just God love them. Just out there, flailing through life.
Bless their heart.
I don't know how they manage it. I would love to know. Excuse me. How do you function? How do you exist? How have you not accidentally died?
How has natural selection not got a hold of you yet?
That reminds me of this girl that I worked with when I worked for a big coffee chain. And she came in one day and she was all fired up. Like, she was very passionate. And she was like, I can't even right now. And I was like, Maddie, what's wrong? And she's like, I don't know how in the hell, like, do you know what's going on with North Korea? And I was like, well, I mean, like, yeah, like, everybody knows what's happening. Why? She's like, how does Wu-Tang Clan get away with this?
Oh, my God.
I was like, Wu-Tang Clan? She was like, yeah, the leader of North Korea, Wu-Tang Clan. And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure you want to stick with that?
Is that your final answer? Would you like to phone a friend?
And when we told her how wrong she was, she got so, so angry. And of course, I told everybody. She was like, don't tell anybody what I did. And I was like, hey, everybody.
Come look at how stupid she looks.
Oh, it was so good that we didn't let her live it down. But that's dumb bitch juice right there.
That says somebody who lives on the stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what happens when you drink too much.
That's when you drink too much of the Kool-Aid.
She may have been, like, crystallizing it and snorting it for all I know.
Oh, I love that. J- Just straight to the jugular with it.
Yeah. Just snort it or inject it or something.
She should just own that. Because being stupid works out for a lot of people.
Oh, that's true. It can be used as a weapon.
It can be if you harness it correctly. What is your biggest weapon, Jenny?
Sarcasm. That's how I hurt people.
Yes.
Knives also, yes. Thank you. Knives are biggest weapon.
Should I get your knives for you?
Oh, yes. Get my knives. them for me. Well, I do walk around with like no less than, how many did I say? Five? Five knives in my backpack at any given time?
Jenny is not a gang member. She's a chef.
Yeah. I'm in the chef gang. We'll cook you a nice meal and then beat your ass.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Good,
so
right?
Much.
You want seconds? Okay, now it's time to lay the smack down. It's time to kiss the pavement.
Kiss the pavement. We don't condone violence, clearly, but we do. We do.
I don't condone getting caught.
Right. Right. I mean, that's how I've lived my whole life. That's what my mother told me when I was in high school. I know you're going to do things that I don't like and don't approve of, but do me a favor and just don't get caught. I never got caught.
Yeah.
Ever.
Exactly. That's the thing. You haven't done anything wrong if you haven't been caught.
Exactly.
It's only a crime when you're busted. Words to live by. And everybody's going, dumb bitch juice.
Yeah, they've all added that to the dictionary and they're going to label this as that. How quick you are to judge.
How's the weather up there on your high fucking horse?
Oh, I thought you were actually asking me that. I was about to be like, oh, it's kind of nice. It's pretty warm. Dumb bitch juice.
A perfect example.
Of the juice that is dumb bitch. The juice that is dumb bitch. Okay. I said that's a perfect example of that.
Yeah, see? And again, dumb bitches. We're just providing prime examples right now.
Yeah, what not to do.
Don't drink the juice. It's bad for you.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, God. 100%.
That's how I like to run my dictatorship.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because if you think your opinion matters, you would be wrong.
Dead wrong. What do we hate this week?
Oh, this is something good that we should do every week. What do we hate this week?
Yeah.
I think my number one gripe this week is people who chew with their mouth open. It is every week, but if I have to pick, it is what I am living my day-to-day life at work with the person that's next to me.
Ew.
I absolutely hate his existence. And they're
coming to... Is this the famished father?
God, yes. And look, the police are on their way to get me right now.
Oh, fuck.
I've been found out.
You're not to get caught. You know what? Take everything you need. Put it in your prison wallet immediately. I told you you'd need to know about it.
I don't think it's all gonna fit.
You know what? You're gonna have to try. With enough lube, anything is possible.
As we were shown by a good friend of ours, Shiloh, and she shared a video with us of a guy sticking his own balls in his asshole.
I love watching them fall out.
Do you?
It was so funny. I mean, like, I wouldn't want to, you know, watch it repeatedly, but I'm glad that it exists and that I saw it once.
Mm.
Once was enough.
Yes, it was. So what do you hate this week?
Children. I hate children every week, but in particular, when I went to... I mean, except for my nephew, because he's an anomaly. But, No, when I last went to get my nails done, there was this bratty fucking piece of shit kid who would not sit down or shut up. She was whining about, like, oh, I didn't get a foot massage. And then the people who own the salon were like, no, we did one. And she was like, I didn't. And then her mom's like, she says that you didn't. And it was all very, ugh. This kid wouldn't stop, like, singing off key and kicking things. And I'm like, I just want to sit here and watch The Voice and have somebody fix my nails and drift away. And there's a, like, control your offspring. That is my wish for the world. Control your offspring. If you're going to have them, teach them not to be annoying.
Yeah, I agree. This is why I'm not going to have children. I hate children. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. If you stop listening to this because of my dislike of children, more power to you. I hate them. I really do. Like, I like children, like, try to interact with me in stores and stuff, and I'm just like, no. You look stupid.
I love them when they're, like, tiny. When they're tiny and they're, like, freshly washed and they, like, they smell good. It makes it sound like I have a hut in the forest and I'm trying to lure children there to eat. But, like, they're cute when they're small. And then they grow up and they're annoying.
See, I think babies look weird. I would also be the parent that I would be terrified that my kid was going to be ugly. And
I would have that.
How would I love them if they're ugly? Like,
well,
I know that sounds really superficial, but, like, yeah.
But what if they were, though? What would you do? Like, you can't just bring it back to the pound and, like, get a different one.
Yeah, there's no returning that shit.
You don't get a receipt.
I know.
Also, like, isn't having, like, I don't know how people have babies in the United States, because isn't that shit expensive?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not paying to push out a human. That's stupid.
Yeah, it really is baffling. Yeah, and then you have to, like, feed them all the time. The only part that I would enjoy, and I would have to insist that it would be a girl. I could not be a boy mom. No way.
I could see you, like, just staring. You're going to be a girl, or I'm going to throw you out.
There's a thing that you can do and have somebody's sperm spun to spin out the gender that you don't want. It's a thing.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. So the only time that I ever even contemplated that, I was like, look, if this is what we're going to do, you're going to go spin all the little fuckers out of that are blue. We're going with pink. But then I snapped out of that real quick.
I get that.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll pass. Because the only part that I would enjoy is, like, dressing them up. I wouldn't mind having a mini me. As long as they're pretty.
So no pressure.
No pressure.
Just some, like, mommy dearest vibes.
I adore Joan Crawford, so thank you.
Yeah, that wasn't an insult.
No, I know. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt. Yeah, okay. That would be me as a mother. What is this wire hanger in your closet? Actually, I would be like, fuck it, I don't care.
Fair.
But yeah, no, children are the worst.
Yeah.
Let's not. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice in theory, but, like, you know, it's like when you think about doing meth. That's nice in theory because you're going to have a lot of energy, but maybe not.
Like, you know, just, like, shooting up a bunch of heroin. Like, it sounds like a great time, but the end result, ugh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Maybe we won't. I'll just keep my kids on The Sims, as I know you agree with me on.
Yeah. See, digital children? Perfect. My Sims are, like, all breeders. They all have kids. It's really weird because I don't want any. But they're cute. And then if they're not cute, you go into Create a Sim and you fix their nose or, like, you fix their face and they're fine.
Yeah. And you choose what they're wearing. They don't get to choose.
No. They get no choices.
I freaking love my Sim children because I have a few that have turned out genetically perfect without tweaking. Because I do like playing with genetics and seeing what the two Sims that you have produce.
Right.
And obviously I use CC, so I give them a better skin overlay and all of that business. Yeah. But I'm just like, sometimes they come out and I'm like, oh my God, I love this non-existent child. And yeah. Then, you know, you can parent them on there too.
Oh yeah. I know. Trust me.
I love when they get pissed and they throw tantrums, and even if they're outside, they do the paint and it's on the grass, and then somebody will go outside and mop it up.
They'll go outside and mop the grass. I love that shit.
I love The Sims. So unashamedly, good. It's the best. And yes, by CC, I mean custom content.
What do you mean not everyone plays The Sims? What are you all doing? Living what do you lives?
Mean? Yeah. What do you mean having you're not hobbies? Post? Are you? You're not post packing. You're not Wicked Whims. You're not drug mod. You're not extreme violence.
Extreme violence. Oh, I had this one. Oh, I had this one Sim, and I really, really liked her, and I decided that she was going to be like a serial killer. So I had her go to the club, and there were a lot of Sims there, and so she started stabbing people. And then everybody revolted and somebody jumped on her and killed her. And I was so upset. I was like, exit without saving.
Yeah. And that's the best thing about The Sims is if you don't like something that happened, it doesn't have to happen.
Yeah. I'm just really working, you know, my God complex into the fabric of my life.
I love that shit so much. Yeah, that's like when I first got Wicked Whims, and I didn't know that there were settings that you needed to turn on, off, or whatever. Right. And I just wanted to fucking see what the fucking looks like. Wicked Whims, by the way, is a mod that lets your Sims not just woohoo under the covers where you can't see it. They actually fuck out in the open in real positions. It's wild. I'm sure there's videos somewhere.
Explicit.
It's very, very explicit. It's like porn. Oh, and then
some of the packs like will actually move the body parts too.
Yes, that's right. You can get like up close shots. So it is like porn.
Yeah, legitimately.
And you can get packs that have like BDSM toys. I had one of those. Yeah. So they will spank them and everything. It's so funny. And the best part is nobody's dubbing over like moaning, so they're using Sim talk. It's just like sped up or made it sound sexual. So like when they're coming, they say harfin.
Oh my God, I'm gonna start doing that.
Harfin, harfin, harfin.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Just like working in.
So I downloaded that. I got it to work. It was the first mod that I ever got. So I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm make this work. I did. So my Sim self family paired with my perfect Sim husband, I tested it out, and I didn't know that you could get pregnant on it.
Oops.
if you don't turn the thing down.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, because they had literally just had two children and I'm trying to be a good parent. So I sorry people, I had her get an abortion and I had to unsave the game because her fucking moodlet was sad for like ever, and I was so over it. I'm like, oh my God, go cry in bed. Oh my God, go cry in the bathtub. Oh my God, you're still not over it. Shut the fuck up. I'm just restarting it.
Like, call the sadness hotline.
Yeah. And there's like traits that you can do. Cum slut is one of them.
Yep.
There's also an incest one, so you can fuck other people in your family.
Yep.
If that's your thing.
If you're into that.
You can fuck random other Sims, like, just out. But I don't like that for my Sims doll family. I like them to be monogamous, so. Only I licked it, it's mine. Or my Sim self licked it, it's hers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's called only child syndrome. Hello. I don't like sharing.
I'm an older sister, which is really bizarre.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the older sister. Oh. I still have only child syndrome.
It was perfect till you came along.
Yeah, I'm the heir. She's the spare. That's how it works.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
That's the most Slytherin thing you've said today. I like that. I'm the heir, she is the spare.
You know, just in case.
Yeah.
It's good to have a backup.
But we know that evil never dies, so.
No, that's true.
You're good.
Hate is eternal.
Beauty fades, hate is forever.
True. And salt is forever.
It is. I love being made of salt. It
preserves you.
It does. It does. It absolutely does. But yeah, The Sims. That's the only place I'll have children. I have picked up the kink lately that I like the idea of that. But no, it's just the idea. Once I've come, I come to my senses. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's too much responsibility for me.
Same.
I have a cat. That's enough.
Yeah, I have animals. That's enough. I'd rather just have animal children.
Yeah. They're easier and they don't talk back.
That's right. They don't. They do not.
Because they know what's wise.
Don't Jesus. You dare. You feel very murdery today.
I am so murdery today. I don't know what it is. It's because I was cutting all the vegetables at work.
And that makes you very Genghis Khan.
Yeah, just a little. Just a little bit Genghis Khan.
Do you want to get it on with nobody but me?
I mean, I don't know if I would say nobody. But
wow!
What, do you want me to lie to you?
Yes.
You come in, you go. You come in, you go. You come in, you go.
Oh.
Thanks for shopping.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding.
I don't like it, not the center of attention not being on me.
I mean, I didn't say I wouldn't be paying attention to you. I can serve others and pay attention to other people. I'm related to multitasking.
Yeah.
A relationship counselor. No, we're perfectly fine.
We're right? So happy. I say through gritted teeth.
We need to book those. Are you offering? We need some relationship counseling.
Well, you know, we've been the relationship counselor for other people that we know.
That's true.
I'm so glad it's almost the weekend.
Oh. What are you gonna do?
Nothing.
Oh, yes.
Damn thing.
That's the best answer.
Yeah, like I legitimately have no plans. I might go get a pedicure because yes. But that's, you know, that's pretty much it.
That's good. I'm gonna be
I know. I hate that your weekend is like during the middle of the week and mine's on the actual weekend.
No. See, this is why we need relationship counseling. We need to like align ourselves.
Stop working opposite tastes of me. Oh, fun fact, it's already Friday for our producer. Hurrah.
Fun or fact, beer o'clock. Mm. It's Enjoy. Bourbon o'clock for me.
It will be some kind of alcohol o'clock for me once I go and get it.
Mm. So, I mean, I'm going to uncork my bottle again.
Please do. I want this to be like a thing that's in every podcast. Go ahead.
Okay. Was that satisfying?
It wasn't as long as it normally is.
Wow. Okay. Listen, sometimes that happens. Okay. Sometimes it's not. I just got really excited and I didn't mean for it to be over so fast.
Last night you were uncorking it a couple times and it sounded like a duck.
I think I was twisting it. At one point I was wringing the neck. But wait. I don't know if I can. Oh, there we go. Is that horrible? That sounded horrible to me.
Oh, I love
Sorry, I was just recorking my bottle.
What it reminds me of? The Squeaky Boots episode of SpongeBob.
Yes.
That's what that reminds me of.
Okay, and for realness, you're going to hear me popping this tab on this Can of Coke.
Oh my god. Are we ASMR now too?
Maybe. It's just me trying to drink, man. I don't give a shit about your ASMR tingles. Just trying to get my drink on. I don't want anybody being like, oh my god, that sound gave me goosebumps. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck your goosebumps.
Get out of here with those.
So what kind of bourbon are you drinking?
It's always Four Roses.
Oh, that's right. It's
just, sometimes I just drink it like out of the bottle, like last night.
Yeah, I love that for you.
Oh my god, oh, that triggered your alcoholism. Shut up, it did not. You love that sound, which actually might be the problem. Sometimes I drink it out of the bottle, but then sometimes I put it in Coke. Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Not.
Thank you for...
Just put it out there. Cola, what name brand or not, whatever, not cocaine.
And you drink name brand Coca-Cola, which I appreciate. None of that weird, like, great value fucking cola.
No, I can't do it. We are both poor, dumb bitches, right? So,
yes.
There are certain things that you need the name brand.
Yeah, you don't skip.
It's... She's a great value Coke, not rape value Coke. Although I think if there was rape value Coke, it would be cut with the tears of the victims.
Hello,
absolutely horrible thing to say. Or Rohypnol. Yeah, that too.
You were saying. Sometimes you need
just to get back on track. Yeah, there's some things that like you don't need the name brand. You can like buy the cheap shit and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But there are certain things you can't. The biggest one for me is like Kraft Dinner, mac and cheese. You can't buy off brand.
Do you really eat Kraft?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Are you talking about like the kids' Kraft?
Like, I don't know, blue box?
Oh, yeah.
What are you being triggered?
I hate that stuff.
Well, like, I mean, I eat it maybe once a year. It's not like a staple. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to eat it, you have to get the name brand, because if you buy the, like, great value or rape value stuff, it's orange. And that makes me uncomfortable. Why is it orange and lumpy and it won't melt? What is it made of? Is it plastic?
Probably. Most likely, I would assume.
Well, I don't like it. And off-brand cola also tastes like shit.
Yes, it does. It tastes absolutely terrible. Yeah. I think it, like, same thing with, like, Dr. Pepper. The one they have that's off-brand, like Dr. Thunder, no.
Mr. You're Pepper.
You're a fake doctor.
Dr. Thunder is a fake doctor.
You're not a doctor of shit.
Yeah. Where did you go to school?
Clearly nowhere. Clearly nowhere. You're an imposter. I'm trying to think of something else that I have to have, like, name brand of.
You know what I don't need to have name brand of? Cereal.
What?
I don't need
name brand. No, you don't need that.
The only cereal I ever buy is, like, Honey Nut Oat-O's, which is, like, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yes.
But I don't need the Cheerios. I'll buy the cheap shit, and it's fine.
Yeah. I like Lucky Charms, but the off-brand tastes just the same.
Yeah.
And I love a good Fruit Loop, but the off-brand tastes, again, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, another thing that you don't need name brand of, Costco's brand Kirkland, their vodka, Kirkland brand vodka, is actually Grey Goose. It's just rebranded
for Costco. What?
Yeah.
I don't even think I can get that here.
Really?
Well, Ontario has the LCBO, which is the Liquor Control Board. So you can only buy alcohol from like the wine rack or like anybody licensed by the LCBO. So usually people just go to either the beer store or the LCBO to get alcohol.
Oh my God, that's wild.
Do you guys have it in like convenience stores and shit?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we don't have that.
So here in, where I'm from originally, back in the Bible Belt, back east, they have liquor stores. They're not open on Sundays. Jip. Wow. You can also only, you can't buy liquor in like, you know, like a grocery store. It has to be at the liquor store. You can buy like wine and beer. So when I first moved to California and I went into a Rite Aid, which is a drugstore, and I just saw row after row after row of like liquor, like vodka, bourbon, whiskey, whatever. I was like, what is this? And you can buy it till 2 a.m. So
damn.
That's what time the clubs close here too. So
yeah, I think 2 a.m. is the same here. Also, there is a fun fact that Sweden does the same, which is why so many Swedes go to Denmark to drink and then try to swim home. I don't know if that's okay. A joke or real, but that comes from our lovely producer. It's real? Okay, it's a real thing. I don't know if you should swim while you're drunk.
You shouldn't.
I support you. Good luck not drowning. Bye.
So yeah, and you can buy a lot of like gas stations here are like privately owned, so they sell liquor there. And like, there's, for example, a place right down the street from my apartment that you can buy airplane shots. And not gonna lie, sometimes I've gone in there getting off work and buying cigarettes, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna take that one and that one and that one. Airplane shots are tiny little bottles of alcohol for people that don't know.
I didn't know, so I love that.
Really?
I didn't know that's what they were called. I mean, we have
airplane
them.
Shots. Yeah,
I was just like, I don't know, they're kid size.
Right.
Don't give them to children.
Giving minors now, okay? Because no one here drank underage, no way.
No, never.
No, who would do that?
Although, our drinking age is 19, which makes a lot more sense than 21.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
What a chip.
Yeah, I know.
Although I didn't wait till I was 21. So, yes.
No one does.
I had a fake ID. My fake ID was from, this is a real person, by the way, not making this up.
Oh, boy.
I had a friend that was a lesbian. So, this will make sense. And her name was Gayla Starr. Oh. I'm not joking.
Legitimately. I love that.
And she was from Texas. And they took their ID pictures like from far away, and it was when she had, before she had cut all of her hair off, so she gave it to me for like my last, I had just turned 20, so you know, one more year.
So close.
I know. So she gave it to me, and because we looked similar from like far away, and I used that. I never got it taken away. And there was one night I went to a bar and the doorman like took it, and I had memorized most of the information on it, and like had figured out like her, you know, astrological sign, everything, so that they asked, you know, I knew it to hand. And he's like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Gayla Starr." And he was like, "Uh-huh, I'm sure it is." And then was like, "Go ahead and go in." I'm like, thank you.
Wow. I mean, if you're cute though, people will be more likely to overlook that shit.
So we know that I'm cute.
That's what I'm saying. So if you were like a bridge troll and you showed up with a fake ID, they'd be like, I wouldn't let you in even if you were of age.
Yeah, no, we're not going to let you in. But it says there I'm 22. Well, let's pretend it doesn't. Turn around.
Bye-bye.
A bridge troll. I love that.
I just always, you know, there's like some people who like you can really picture them as that troll on the bridge that asks you riddles before it will let you pass.
I can think of a few.
Mhm. But we don't need to talk about that.
No, they're burrowing underground somewhere anyway.
Digging in deep. Use those claws, sister. That's why you have them.
Damn straight. That's why you have claws now, too.
I know. I'm ready to scratch a bitch.
I love that for you. See, I wish that I could relax. You were talking about relaxing at the nail salon. It's not a relaxing activity for me anymore.
Why?
Because I've been doing it so long. And oh. I hate to bring it to you. At some point, you'll get to that point.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I used to fucking love it. It could take hours and I wouldn't care. And now I go in and I'm like, sorry.
Anyway. Rituals are scarier than real people.
They are.
There is no line, Malfoy. There's no line.
We cross that line on a daily basis. Anyway. So, I've been getting my nails done since I was 14. And now I'm heading towards 30. And now I go in and I'm just like, oh my God, when are they going to be done?
No.
It's not relaxing for me anymore. Like, I'm just like, the quicker I can get in, not the better. But I want them to be perfect. And I will let them know. I had a friend that used to go with me. And, like, they wouldn't be the way she wanted them, but she wouldn't tell them. I'm like, no. Why didn't she tell them? I don't know. And I'm like, no, that nail's longer than the other one. Fix it. Buff that. Okay. I don't like that shape. Go in thinner. I'm very specific. If I'm going to pay you, like, $40 for you to do my nails, they better be good.
Well, yeah. That just makes sense. Why would you need to leave without what you wanted?
Exactly.
That's silly.
It is silly, but, you know, people are stupid. Going back to the dumb bitch she is, clearly she had some.
It's like paying someone to disappoint you when most people will do that for free.
Oh, I love that. Because it's true. It's wildly true.
True. Yeah, get what you want.
At any cost.
We're getting very Slytherin in here tonight.
Well, that is our house.
Finally getting the respect it deserves.
Honestly, we get so much hate. But without us, you wouldn't get anything done.
It's true.
We say what you're scared to say.
Ooh, I like that.
And we also don't have a hero complex.
No. Can you have a villain complex?
Yes, because I have that.
I'm just like, on the flip side of the hero. I love that.
I will always side with the bad guys. A, they usually dress better. They have cooler lines. They're 9 times out of 10 way hotter.
Hmm.
Did I mention they get the best lines? whether they fail or, you know, or don't, or, you know, succeed on a minute level, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I, you know, was just watching the Deathly Hallows Part 2, and there is a side of me that is just kind of bummed out for Voldemort at the end. I'm just like, damn. I feel him when he starts having a really bad day and somebody comes up to ask him a question. He's just like, AKs them on the spot. I'm like, yeah, I feel that. That's relatable.
that actually is extremely relatable.
The older you get, the more villains start making sense. I understand why the Grinch lives alone on a mountain with his dog. I get
yes.
that.
Goals.
I feel that for myself.
What ends up happening is the older you get, the like the smaller your capacity for bullshit.
That too.
I mean, like, you know, we're all running out of time, not to be incredibly morbid, but like we're all running out of time. So the closer you get to like the end, why are you going to waste your time with, you know,
niceties?
Yeah. Nice is fake. We hate nice. But like, why are you going to, I don't know, be fake with people and I just can't take it anymore.
And I definitely can't be in person because I remember my mom has told me, I couldn't lie or be fake about what my true emotion is if I wanted to, because I have had a case of resting bitch face for as long as I can remember.
Like, that's an effective weapon, though.
It is. And I also roll my eyes without knowing I'm doing it, which my mom has alerted me to. I used to get in trouble for it all the time until she realized that I was doing it without even knowing I was doing it.
Broadcasting.
I can't tell you how many times throughout my life people have said, oh my God, like, I'm so glad we became friends. And I'm like, of course, I'm amazing. But on the other hand of that, they were like, I thought you were going to be so mean. And I'm like, why? And they're like, I don't know. You just look mean. Like, you look mad all the time. I'm like, yes. And then, you know, RBF came out a couple years ago. Everybody talks about it. I have had RBF forever, apparently.
Before it was a thing.
Yeah. I had RBF before it was cool. So, like, we're ever in the same room and I don't like you, you will know.
That's good, though. I would rather know.
Yeah,
I can't stand it when people are nice to you and they act like they like you and then they actually don't. It's annoying.
It is annoying.
Just be a bitch to me from the start and I'll respect you more.
Exactly. Exactly.
And respect is better than, you know, nice.
Yeah, like, be a real bitch. Say what you mean what you say, and I'll deal with it.
I mean I'm not saying that I won't go cry for a little while.
No, don't cry.
Because I would. But I'll come back and fight you. Not you specifically, just people in general.
Yes, I know what you meant.
Okay, good.
I know you're not going to fight me.
No. I like you too much.
And I like you too much. Oh, that was so cute.
Stop.
No. Stop touching my tail.
No. Where did that even come from? How did you get a tail and I ended up with gills?
Well, I should ask you that question because you gave me a tail.
Did I?
Yeah. Yes, you
that
did.
Might have been after bourbon o'clock.
No, this was during the middle of the day.
Yeah, like I said, this might have been after bourbon o'clock.
And then Malfoy came in and gave you gills because you outed me for having a tail. And he said that wasn't nice, that he didn't tell people that you had gills.
Oh, my poor gills.
But they are fun to touch.
Thank you. So is your tail. See, this is what happens when you spend a lot of time incubating inside a Discord server.
Incubating?
I feel like we're incubating, because then we have a lot of inside jokes that I don't even know if we would be able to explain.
That's probably really fair. Look, if you want to find out what they are, you're welcome to come join our Discord.
Come, sink yourself into the madness. Find out why Snakey has a tail and why I have gills and what the hell is chiffon and why do we talk about it incessantly?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, why are we fucking off? Do you see these messages that we are receiving?
Yeah. Yes, I see them.
Some vitriol being thrown at us. They're not. Oh, no one else is welcome. You may never know.
See, that's what makes this full culty. We've tried to bring in new people and we've been immediately shut down. Right? It's fine. So in the next episode, we can actually, that's what we'll do. We have a plan. We will dissect once and for all of the little inside jokes that are out in the public. You can't know our secret ones.
Oh, no.
And we will get to the bottom of what chiffon is.
Yes. Oh, the chiffon. The chiffon, I feel, is going to be an entire episode in and of itself. We have to start from the beginning.
Which is a very good place to start.
Sometimes it's fun to start at the end.
Well, I was just quoting The Sound of Music since you just watched that.
Oh, damn it, I forgot. Wow. Okay, I've only seen it once. I can't quote it.
So quickly you forget about...
Oh, I didn't forget about, you know, my captain.
Oh, which we can forget. Another episode as well.
Yeah, we'll lust over people.
Oh, I love that. We can have a fangirl episode.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Because I can go on and on about mine. So.
True. That made me choke a little bit.
I mean, it's true. It's one of my favorite things to talk about at the expense of most people's happiness, but it's fine.
As long as it's not at the expense of your happiness, who cares? No, you have to be here for that episode.
He's such a liar, too. He fangirls with me. Don't let him fool you.
Oh. We cannot be fooled.
No. No.
That's great. We have, like, an actual plan.
We do, for two more episodes.
A direction. What? Why do you think this? This is
pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we were able to talk about our hatred, though.
Me too. I'm glad that we got that. I'm glad that we got that out. I feel like we purged.
We did. I feel cleansed.
I do too.
Made whole again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are we verging into priest box territory?
Oh, no. That's another tale for another time.
Oh, my God. And really, my neighbor's car is going to do this? Hold on.
Realness. The car is our special guest. That's why editing exists.
I ain't editing shit.
No, stop. I'll just be like dead silence for a while.
Oh, wow. It only took that long.
Good.
So sorry about that, people. So, yeah, I guess that's where we'll end that. And our little ending tagline is, do you want to say it?
We're the friends you wish you had.
Isn't that the truth? Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.